We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. All right, we're going to move to number three on the triple dipper. It's a good one. So, you know the deal. I mean, sometimes when I'm resourcing the show in the morning, I run across a story and I go, phew, the wokeness. And then I look at the next story and I go, there's even more wokeness. How much what? And then I recognize, and I got woke everywhere. And next thing I know, I'm like slathered in wokeness. And I think, okay, it is time, because now I have like a buffet, a cornucopia, a vast plethora, a veritable charcuterie board filled with wokeness. That means it's time for another round of adventures in woke world.
Adventures in woke world.
All right, Big Rig, just so you know, street signs mean something. They do. They're important. Street signs can tell you things like which way to turn, which way not to turn, right? They can also, by the way, be discriminatory. Did you know that? Shaking your head does not tell the radio people anything.
I didn't know that. Enlighten me.
Thank you. You just fed that back to me so well. So, story here on PJ Media. And I saw the video for this, by the way. Story came out a couple days ago. Some of y'all may have seen this. Apparently, in Los Angeles, activists have convinced the city council that no U-turn signs are anti-LGBTQ. There's so much to read into that. A U-turn sign is discriminatory against the gay community. This is the height of like snowflake triggering right here.
I can't wait to hear about this.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, you read that right. It says in the article, activists in a Los Angeles neighborhood succeeded in getting the city council to remove no U-turn signs by claiming that they had been intended to be LGBTQ. Because back when they were put in, they said, that was back in a day when it was less acceptable to be openly gay. And the no U-turn sign was to keep people from going into gay communities. Shut up. Like, listen, if you saw the video of the people who were celebrating, you would know that they can believe anything. It says the type of homophobia persisted, said Soto Martinez, who is one of the activists who got it. Hugo Soto Martinez, who is an activist council person, said this type of homophobia persisted in the Silver Lake, which is an area of LA, 30 years after the LGBTQ activist Black Cat protests. I don't know anything about that. And the physical remnants of that bigotry remain on our streets until yesterday, and we took down the signs. The world has been saved because the U. Now, I want to know this. Does that mean you're allowed to do U-turns now?
I guess so.
I would think.
Yeah.
So suddenly the place where you couldn't do U-turns because, I don't know, it might have been dangerous.
Yeah.
It's not dangerous anymore. It's getting rid of those Orwellian U-turn signs that were really... I mean, this goes right up there with racist roads.
Yeah.
It's just... It's nuts. So... this. Anyway, the bottom line is this. It says places are being run over, or rather overrun, in California. Their southern border is wide open. It's a hot spot for illegal immigration. Gavin Newsom is under fire for making all kinds of dishonest claims. And yet what they're worried about right now is whether or not there was a U-turn sign that in some way was anti-rainbow people, I guess. Just saying. That's where we are in the world. Do you have a womp womp? Do you have like a womp womp? Some kind of a sound effect that makes you feel sad for these people? There's got to be one over there. I just look at this and think, oh, that'll work. That also woke me up. But the reality is this. That's it. Don't you feel bad for him? Soto Martinez, city councilman. That's a re-election issue for him, man. He's going to put that one on a billboard. I feel certain. I took down the discriminatory U-turn sign. Exactly. All right, when we get back from this break we're about to take, I'm going to tell you in woke world why it is that on Google Maps, you can't get it to show you a scenic route. There's a reason for this, and it's very woke. I'll tell you all about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one. This one right here, y'all. Alabama. And I'm talking about, man, this show goes way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi thrown in. just for good measure. All right, so I got to pause here a moment, and I got to tell you. So our one of our newest advertisers here on Right Side is Inspire Advisors. So let me give you a second to think about something big, and oh, by the way, I'm going to give you something free. So yes, this is a crazy world. This is a crazy world in which we live. And yes, you're working hard to plan for your future and to set aside something for retirement, but you're also the kind of people that stand up for your beliefs. So what if you found out in the middle of doing all that, though, that some of your investments were actually going to things that you say you don't believe in? Happens all the time. Well, maybe it's time for you to meet Paul Breyer and his team of PhDs and financial experts at Inspire Advisors. Inspire Advisors. Look, I'm talking about financial planning they'll do with you that considers who you are, what you believe, and, oh, by the way, what your bottom line is, all at once. These are solid local experts, biblically responsible investing, data-driven strategies, maximizing your return. And they're doing it, by the way, in a way that impacts the world in which we live. So I call all this financial freedom, big time. Here's the free thing. You ready? If you want to know how your portfolio stands up right now, like maybe you got some woke stuff mixed in, you didn't know it, go get a free impact report off their website. That's all you got to do. Go get a free impact report from www.moneypatternwealth.com. That's Inspire Advisors at moneypatternwealth.com. You can also go to the rightsideradio.org website, click on the sponsors, and just click on their logo. It takes you right to it. But yeah, Inspire Advisors at www.moneypatternwealth.com. Conservative, godly, balanced, financial freedom. Check them out. I am back into the third of the three dippers for the day, Adventures in Woke World. Lee from Huntsville just texted in. She said, after your show, this is pretty good. After your show, I'm going to ask Alexa to provide a Google Maps scenic route through Birmingham that does not include any of Birmingham or Bessemer or roads with no U-turn signs. There, I wrapped up all your dippers. Like, shoot. And by the way, thank you for listening to the whole show, Lee. So here's the thing, a story on WokeSpy. I found this new website that I go to periodically called WokeSpy, wokespy.com. Apparently, and I did not know this, like, I don't know about y'all, but I tend to use Google Maps. When I'm trying to find a place I've never been before, it's already on my phone, Google Maps. It means I have to turn on my locator so Google knows where I am. And because like I said earlier in the show, I don't trust technology a whole lot. But I use Google Maps. But what if you're driving and you want to see, I don't know, the more scenic route? Maybe the shortest route it says you need to take is not necessarily the prettiest. Or you got time in your hands, you want to run around a little bit, see what's up. And so you ask Google Maps to give you the scenic route. And guess what? It won't. It won't because of diversity, equity, and inclusion. What? Yes. The scenic route may actually be racist. Because it always is racist. It's always going to be some kind of discrimination, right? Where does it come from? Social media guy named Casey Climes formerly worked on Google Maps. He revealed that the reason why there's no scenic route option is because, quote, inadvertently diverting foot traffic from low-income streets to high-income streets takes revenue and potential tax dollars from already struggling communities and funnels it to richer communities. This is basically saying you're discriminating against lower-income neighborhoods. Thus, Google will not tell you a scenic route. I got to check this out. I got to go. So bottom line, apparently Apple will. I did not know this. You're an Apple guy, aren't you? Mm-hmm. That's right. I'm still an Android guy. I like my droid. I like the little green man droid on my phone.
The green text.
This little green. Would you call him a little green tick?
No, green text.
Text.
When you get a green text from somebody in your iPhone, you know that person's got the Android.
What are you trying to say? You don't like green? Green's my favorite color.
There's jokes about it. I just don't want to say it on the air.
Anyway, bottom line is, when you live in a woke world, you don't want to discriminate, so don't take the scenic route. That's just awful. Okay, while I'm on this, can we talk about the intelligence community? How much intelligence is in our intelligence community? Well, it depends on who you ask. So when you're in a woke world, according to Daily Wire, you can celebrate Pride Month in a big, big way. On your taxpayer dime. Wouldn't you love to know that the Director of National Intelligence, the ODNI, the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, which is a cabinet-level agency, by the way, that oversees all of the intelligence community. The ODNI oversees the CIA, the FBI, the NSA, each intel component of the military. This is the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. Well, it's Pride Month, so employees at the ODNI have an opportunity for special nail painting. This is going to be great. A pro team of what they call FVEY artistes are ready to decorate you for Pride Month with the option of celebrating Pride or trans flag colors. If you don't normally paint your nails or have never done so, all the better. We'll do everything for you. You might just love it. What better way to show your allyship to the community, says the official communique that was sent out to employees at the ODNI. It's an organized, on the taxpayer dime effort to take people away from their actual jobs during work time. They can sit and have rainbow nail painting. Oh, by the way, there'll also be crafts. They could do crafts. They can do crafts. They will have crochet lessons, teaching them how to make pride flag crochet. I'm reading this from the Daily Wire. It gets worse. This has actually been confirmed by Representative Mike Waltz, who's a member of the House Select Committee on Intelligence. He's also a combat decorated Green Beret, who says it's another classic example of the Biden administration wasting valuable time and resources away from serious intel gathering, which is vital to our national security. It gets worse. There's also a guest speaker. The guest speaker, I'm gonna read you his description. And by the way, this is off of his website. I say his, I don't know. I think it's a his. The guest speaker's name is A.C. Dumlau. A.C. Dumlau, who is described as a, quote, transgender, non-binary, first-generation Filipinx American activist and educator with a website called Call Me They. I'm laughing, but my God.
Yeah.
I mean, at what point does this stop? He's going to hear, oh, by the way, the communique says, and it's a real communique, AC will lead a discussion focused on transgender, non-binary, and gender-diverse identities, where we are today with trans rights and ending discrimination. All on your taxpayer dime. I've got a copy. There's a picture of it here. Here's the actual communique that was sent out to everybody. This is the Office of the Director. So nail painting, crochet, and non-binary. Big Rigs is rubbing his face right now.
I don't understand. Who's going to be monitoring intelligence during this?
Oh, that's secondary.
Okay.
It's Pride Month.
All right.
That's the primary purpose right now. Let's make sure we get some special nail painting and do some crochet and hear from a guy who calls himself a they.
But what if you are like a part of that community and you don't enjoy those things? You don't like to paint nails or crochet. What if you like to do something else?
You know, here's an idea. Thank you for saying that. That's a great point. What if you don't like that? What if you work there and they're like hanging pride flags in your office and telling you, okay, everybody, it's time for the nail painting. How about this? Speak up. Just take the risk, man.
Yeah.
But I'm a GS9. I might not make GS10. You might save the world. Go speak up. Say, excuse me, that rather offends me and I will not be participating. Are you sure? It's free crochet. We can paint your nails. We'll even give you a shoulder massage.
My wife would actually probably love that. She loves to crochet.
Your wife's excellent at crochet. I've seen some examples.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, though, your wife does not work at the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, and she doesn't crochet pride flags.
Oh, no. Not at all.
Thank you. Okay. Last story before the break, I think. Which one do I want to choose from? Hang on a second. I got this one. I got that one. Do I want the sale about human beings being sold? No. Do I want this one about Chuck Schumer? Nah. Do I want the one over here about the restaurant, the vegan protesters? Nah, I'll do this one right here. If you like peace and quiet, you're racist. There, that's the whole article. Hotair.com has a piece they pulled off The Atlantic. And The Atlantic is, by the way, known for high-quality writing, you know, fascinating essays, all that kind of stuff. The Atlantic is like a highbrow magazine. You're highly intelligent and well-educated if you read The Atlantic. I read it sometimes. That means I'm partially educated. But here's the deal. Turns out, according to a recent essay called Why Do Rich People Love Quiet? They love quiet because they're racist. Because they don't want urban lifestyle around them is the crux of the article. According to the Atlantic staff writer focused on Brooklyn, People that want peace and quiet are motivated by the desire to oppress people of colors, and that's all there is to it.
What can you do today?
Well, that's a great question. Apparently, you can't have U-turn signs. Apparently, you can't make, you know, the desire for peace and quiet known to anybody. And apparently, you can't run a restaurant that used to have vegan food and now it switches to serving meat because that's really bad, because I got an article on that one coming up. Listen, Woke World is Snowflake Central. And it just is like every day, it's a new adventure. This triggered me, new thing. Change the acronym, new thing. Don't know what else to do with you, so I'll scream about this, new thing. Gonna paint everybody's fingernails rainbow colors and do crochet and hear non-binary guest speakers, new thing.
It's wild.
Hit me some Woke World and then take us to a break. How about that? You just gotta laugh. Just at some point, you just gotta laugh.
Adventures in Woke World.
Bah, bah, bah. Take me to a break, Big Rig. We'll do that right now. We'll come right back, and if I have time, I'll take some text messages. And oh, by the way, tell you about the vegan restaurant takeover in California. Wow. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. I'll tell you what, man. It's, Woke World is always an adventure. And it's amazing the level of snowflakeness. Is that a word? It is now. Snowflakeness that it exists out there. And you have to look at it. Sometimes you just want to throw something at them. But for the most part, you have to laugh because you think, okay, how do you people get through life? How did that U-turn sign so mess with you that you had to get your city councilman to have it removed? It's just, it defies logic. How did it get to the point that you literally felt like you had to protest a U-turn sign? So we got a brand new texter in the string. Tell us who you are and where you're from. He or she says, this is how I feel after your last segment. It's a picture of Charlie Brown is yelling, "Arg!" I get it, man. John from Huntsville says, Big Rig. And Brian from Huntsville, tie for second place with an A double plus. Phil is obviously today's winner. That's two in a row, man. With an A triple plus, because he just simply knocked it out of the ballpark. However, because it's Taco Tuesday, I'm going to give Big Rig a chance to be a co-champion. All he has to do is tell me who considered the father of the U.S. Navy. I know the answer to this. Do you know the answer? You're an Air
Force
guy.
Can you whisper it to me so I can be the winner?
I think it's Daddy Roosevelt.
Teddy Roosevelt.
I don't know that for a fact. Now, Teddy Roosevelt was very active. I may have just fed you a wrong answer because it dates back to earlier than that.
Minus 5 points now.
I'm going to go ahead and say George Washington. George Washington.
Okay.
George Washington and the modern-day Teddy Roosevelt. Let's see what John says. John from Brownsboro pointed out, he says, at what point does ecology reach Woke World? Ecology? Woke World? I don't know that they coexist, but we'll see if we can work on that. I do have some great stuff about farms that I'm going to be bringing up here pretty soon. Woke World's all in our farms right now, in our food supply, in a big way. Back to the crime situation. Robert from Hazel Green says, we all know that the crime situation in Birmingham and Bessemer won't change because it would be considered racist to do so, and that's sad. And I agree with you. Absolutely. Badger from Athens has sent us in a text. That's not good. Has a picture of a lady on the phone saying, I can't today. I'm busy watching the season finale of the United States. No, 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 no. We're taking it back. That's what I'm saying. We're taking it all back. We want our country back, and we're taking it. Story out of, which one I want to go with to end? Story out of L.A. Why is it always L.A.?
Is this the eating people thing?
No, you got it mixed up. There's an eating and there's a selling people.
Oh.
So.
I heard you talking.
No, we're not eating people. Although I do have a story that I actually did a whole monologue on it. That in New York State and I think parts of California, they were legalizing composting dead people so you could use them to fertilize your plants. It's rather degrading. It's rather disturbing. It's rather disgusting. What other D words can I think of? But the reality is it was ugly. And they were literally passing laws that said you could take granny and compost her and grow tomatoes. And that's just turn her into worm dirt and
no thanks.
Just awful. How do you explain that? What's that in the garden right there? I think it's a tooth. I mean, that's just awful. Anyway, there you go. I'm being disgusting now. Hang on a second. People are jumping in on that question. John Paul Jones? Huh. I thought he played for Led Zeppelin. Anyway, John Paul Jones. James from Huntsville said John Paul Jones, father of the Navy. And that's Cooter from Huntsville. Brand new texter is, go ahead and put her name in there, bud. It's Karen from Tony. Karen from Tony, we're glad you're part of the mix. Story here from L.A. A lady owns a restaurant out there called the Sage Regenerative Kitchen and Brewery. Now, I'll be honest with you, it's still a little bit woke, but it's good woke, I guess. She owns one of those restaurants that specializes in only using, you know, like free range chicken and, you know, and stuff grown with, you know, I don't know, fancy ways of growing things that don't have fertilizers and chemical containers. She just recently had her restaurant shut down on Father's Day. Why? Because it had been a vegan menu until recently. She decided it's time, and they added meat to the menu. They have meat, cheese, and eggs. And the vegans went crazy. Vegans protested her restaurant, and they shut her down on Father's Day because this is not what you do. I mean, she's here she is, according to her Instagram post, prioritizing soil health, biodiversity, and natural processes, according to the Regenerative Farmers of America techniques. Wasn't good enough. Vegans, I've never heard of vegans doing this. But she points out it's part of the overall crime situation. She said, we had a stabbing outside the restaurant recently. The neighborhood feels chaotic and scary without added stress. She said, on Mother's Day, we had a guy get fully nude and start screaming at everybody because he was stoned. Cops never came. They sent a social worker for the distressed, unhoused person, they called them. But cops never came. And now she's got vegans. Angry vegans. What's your life like when angry vegans are storming the restaurant, man? Painting things on the sidewalk, screaming at her because she dared to go ahead and put meat on the menu.
Just give them a free sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit.
I'm talking about, listen, serve it up. Serve it up hot. Speaking of who doesn't serve up meat very well, did you see, I had to pull this. Did you see Chuck Schumer?
Yeah, I did earlier.
Yeah, he's the creepy guy.
Oh, with the eye?
Yeah, that's on that screen. Anyway, with the eye, yeah. With two eyes, but yeah, one of them was a little droopy. So Father's Day, Chuck Schumer was virtue signaling and wanted everybody to know he's just like you. He grills out too, except the picture he took has raw burgers laying on a grill with no fire. And he put cheese on one of them. And they were still raw. You can tell because they're freaking gray. Who does this? At least he eats meat.
It's just a photo op, I guess.
It was exactly what it was. It was a photo op. But it's Chuck Schumer, and it's woke world. And so there you have it. All right, listen, great day. By the way, we got a couple of Lynn Tanner. Lynn from Tanner says, I'm 57 years old, used to be depressed about getting older. I already don't recognize our country, but you can imagine what it's going to be like in 20 years. Glad I won't be around. I disagree. I think we're going to take it back, Lynn. Stay tuned. Be a part of the ruffian movement. We're going to take this country back. You guys have an amazing night. We'll see you tomorrow.